Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. From the time a child is born, her brain will grow faster than any other time of life until she reaches the age of three. A group of parents travels to Washington, D.C. this week to urge elected representatives to make the care of babies and development a national priority. Here to talk about it, Patricia Cole. She's Government Relations Director at 0-3. Patricia's joining us from Washington, D.C. now. Patricia, welcome.
Thank you.
Also on the phone with us, Autumn Nigel, also joining us from Washington, D.C. Autumn, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Patricia, let's start with you and tell me a little bit about 0-3 as an organization.
So 0-3's mission is to help promote the well-being of all babies so that they can all meet their potential and develop in a way that will make them learn and grow as they should and become productive adults.
What does the research say about that age that makes it so significant?
So we know that during that time, their brain development is literally exploding, and you said it yourself. They're forming more than 1 million new neural connections every second. So these connections form the foundation of all later learning and relationships that they will build over their lifetime. So it's like a house. If you build a strong foundation, then what you put on top of it is going to be very strong and stable. But if you don't nurture that strong foundation, then it's very difficult to make sure that what comes on top of it is going to be really strong. It could be very fragile.
So, Patricia, why Washington? Why now? What's the message that you bring?
So we want Congress to understand that they need to think babies. It's that simple. And they need to think babies and some of the most important decisions they're making. And this is why we want to make the connection between these early neural connections and early brain development and the important goals like a strong economy and a more productive workforce and national security, because it all begins with what happens in the first 3 years with those little guys like Autumn's daughters.
Let's bring Autumn into the conversation now, because Autumn, you're from South Dakota, and tell me where you're from here.
We live in Condi, South Dakota, just about an hour out of Aberdeen.
And you're representing the state as a parent, not necessarily as a member of birth to three, is that right? Zero to three. And tell me about your daughter.
My husband and I have two daughters, twins. They're Destry and Mia Coda. And we got involved because Mia Coda has been participating with birth to three in South Dakota.
So is birth to three connected to 0-3?
Yes.
Okay, so they're somehow working in conjunction with each other. Tell me what the benefit to your daughter with birth to three in South Dakota has been. What sort of services is she receiving, or how is it helping you?
It has been monumental in her development. We had noticed that her neck wasn't really moving, so she wasn't moving her head very much. And our pediatrician diagnosed her with torticollis when she was 3 months old, which is a condition that makes certain parts of your body, in her case it was her neck, and it made it so it wouldn't be able to move. And without birth to three providing us with physical therapy in the home, she wouldn't have learned how to roll over as a baby, she wouldn't have learned how to crawl, and she wouldn't have learned how to walk. And so her options without these services that we were provided through birth to three, her options would have been severely cut in half, and her development would have been very stunted very early on. And now through birth to three and the physical therapy they gave us, she is right on track with her sister Destry, and they're both walking, and everything is going very well.
Autumn, how did you connect with them in the first place?
Through our pediatrician. He recommended birth to three and referred us to them with the condition of her torticollis. You need to have a qualifying condition in order to receive the services.
So, Autumn, who are you meeting with on Capitol Hill there? What's your agenda?
We meet with our senators and our representative tomorrow. We have confirmed meetings with both Senators Rounds and Thune and Representative Noem tomorrow.
Is your daughter with you, or are you there by yourself and your kids are back here?
All of us are here together.
Oh, the whole family takes a trip to Washington. That's something they will only remember in the photos, but I'm sure you'll document it well. Patricia, there's a list of three key areas that 0-3 is calling on Congress, and it has to do with early childhood development, paid family leave, things like that. Do you want to talk us through those?
Sure. So the parents, when they have new babies, are really starting off the first development of that relationship that the babies build with their parents, really shapes their early development and teaches them how they're valued and who it really shapes who they will become. And to start off building that connection, parents need to have time, the gift of time with their babies, so that they can build that connection. And for that, they need to be able to take off work and to be able to afford to do that. So we're looking at policies that really help parents take on that tough job. And the second area that we're really focusing on is the need for quality, affordable child care. And I think these are two issues that cut across all the families that we've been talking to, that every family knows that when they, the first thing they think about when they know they're going to have a new baby is, how can I take time off from work to take care of the baby and get to know the baby? And the second thing they think of is, how am I going to find child care? Child care for infants and toddlers especially is so expensive. Mm-hmm. So we really want to bring those needs to Congress so that they'll understand that these are really pretty core bread and butter issues for the families back home. And the third area is looking at how we can make it easier for parents to get the support as they help their children develop and shape their development. And one of the ways to do that is to have mental health supports and early childhood development supports in a pediatric office, so that it's sort of like one-stop shopping for caring for your child's development, that the pediatrician looks at the health and also the development. As Autumn said, that was how she knew to take her daughter to early intervention services, but also just general parenting advice and helping with how you do different things with your baby and how you're understanding how your baby's learning. And so we're looking at embedding those kinds of services in a pediatrician's office so that it's really easy for parents to get that support.
Patricia, are there specific policy goals when we talk about family leave, paid family leave, things like that? Is there a specific package that you're looking at, or are we talking in generalities?
So for Strolling Thunder, our goal is really to educate and Congress and make these issues very visible and make the idea of thinking babies very visible. And as an organization, 0-3 does advocate for specific policies, but what we're asking the parents to do is to really tell their stories and to help Congress make the connection between where they should be thinking about policies and what families really need. And I think the most visible part of this is going to be our stroll in the middle of the day, where we're actually going to have not only our 51 families for our event, but also more families and babies from around the D.C. area. And they're going to gather at the Capitol and stroll around the Capitol, so it will literally be Strolling Thunder.
So, Patricia, every time you say think babies or Strolling Thunder, I smile. Now, I'm a parent and I like babies. What about for citizens and South Dakotans who maybe don't have children? Spin it forward and tell me what the impact is, or why should I care if I don't have kids or grandkids in my life about what's happening in birth to three and other people's families?
So we all have a stake in what happens with our country in the future in terms of being a productive economy and having a really well-prepared workforce. We're all going to benefit from that. Plus, we all benefit when parents today can go to work with peace of mind, that their children are in a really high-quality child care program, or that they can take the time to really give their children the good start they have in life. So I think we all benefit, and I think that's why we want everyone to be thinking babies and really understanding that as a society, having our country made stronger and more productive, it really benefits us all, and that parents do an incredible job to make that happen. And so we shouldn't just stand on the sidelines and wish them all the best. We should really sort of embrace the role that they play in really moving our country forward. The other thing is that this is not just a feel-good exercise. When we invest in infants and toddlers and early childhood programs, we get actually a return of great benefits for the kids and for the country as a whole. So we know that high-quality programs that begin at birth and go through five have been shown to return $6.30 for every $1 we put into them. So it's not like we're not going to get paid back in both savings from juvenile justice and use of public assistance, but also in terms of kids who grow up to have higher earnings and also better health, which is also linked to really strong early childhood programs. So we're all going to benefit, and I think that's why we all need to be talking about it among ourselves and contacting our policymakers and really get moving on this. We invite everybody to join the Think Babies movement, and not just parents. It's not just for parents. It's for everybody.
Autumn, are you excited, nervous, apprehensive? What are you looking forward to when you meet with congressional representatives from your state?
I think it's all of the above. Yeah. Getting ready to come here and the packing and making sure we had the stroller all set and the car seats all set to go and everything. We were more so ready to just get here. And now that we're here and we have everything lined up for our meetings, we're getting a little bit more nervous, but it's a good nervous, and it's an exciting nervous.
You just say you traveled halfway across the country with twins, so at this point, you know,
we're all in
you
awe.
Can do anything. Autumn, do you think you would have noticed the issues with one of your daughters if you hadn't had a twin to sort of compare her to, or was it something so, you know, noticeable that any new parent would have gone to the pediatrician and said something's not quite the way it should be?
I think if we had only had Mia Coda at the time, I may have taken a little bit longer to notice it.
Right.
But with the two of them, it was fairly blatantly obvious between the distinction between her sister Destry's head movement and her own head movement. And her head movement was very restricted to one side. She would only look to the right side, and if you tried something to get her to look to the left, she was really hesitant and really didn't want to look that way and almost acted as if she were in pain. Mm-hmm. And so that really triggered us to want to take her to the pediatrician and get it checked out.
All right. Well, best of luck to Destry and Mia Coda and yourself, Autumn. Thanks for representing us there in Washington. Autumn, Nigel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And Patricia Cole, Government Relations Director at 0-3. Enjoy the stroller, rolling stroller, and the advocacy there in Washington. Thanks, Patricia.
Thanks for having me. We can't wait.